Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. All eyes on me. Buffalo. Roll up in the club. All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many players hate. Trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the pump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell. The freedom cap's gone. Well, all you still there. When you see me, and let the devil suck for the day they finally free me. I got a caravan of every time we ride. Hit us up when we pass by until I die. Live the life of a boss player, cause even when I'm hot.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
All right, everybody. It is Monday, the 17th of December 2012, and boy, I got some information for you tonight. I'm telling everybody, this is a stock report. Go out and buy some Preparation H stock. Preparation H stock is on the rise because it was plenty had to be bought between Bradenton and the rest of America. Believe that. Invest in Preparation H. That's the stock tip for the night. Now let me tell you this here. We're gonna talk about a few things. We're gonna have a conversation about Bradenton the race. I'm gonna try to get Baldy on. He told me that he's waiting on my call, so I'm gonna kind of quickly go down this list and let y'all know what we're gonna talk about tonight before I get Mr. Baldy on the line. Lady A, if you know a Baldy's number, well, I call him up. Don't mess with him. I get him. This is what I want to talk about tonight. For y'all that don't know, that was a man-sized lockup in amount of money that was put on the line between Lil Tony and Butts Motorsports, so we'll talk about that a little bit. And for y'all that don't know, Jerome, I don't know the name of his car, but the man's name is Jerome, and he got a, I don't know if that's a top sportsman or a back half, but it's the prettiest top sportsman or back half I've seen. And I think he's Baldy's nephew. I just want y'all to know, don't get in his way. It's a Chevy 2, black and all kind of pretty colors on it. just get out of his way. Also, we might get blessed with by a call. The white boys, and they're not called the white boys no more. They're not called the champs no more. They're called the emperor. The emperor white boys. We will try to get them on the line. When you're the emperor, they're the emperor of the world on 28th. And when you become emperor, you know, you can't be dethroned. We have a little conversation about T5. Looked very good this weekend. Looked excellent this weekend. I mean, the only thing that separated T5 and the Shatter, you know, was the color of the driver. I just want you to know that. So I'm just letting you know, be careful about T5. Now, I got one of my dear friends. I'm not going to mess with him much. You know, everybody, I'm not going to mess with him much. He go by the name of Ken Kennedy, 007. He was one of them. I personally seen him go by Walgreens, and he wanted a case of Preparation H. But the thing that was unique about what he asked for, he wanted the extra long tip. So I'm just letting you know that Ken Kennedy bought a case of Preparation H, but he requested the extra long tip. So now we're moving on down. Sad news. The sad news and something that we seriously got to address is car stealing. Street Kings out of South Carolina. Now there's another Street King we'll talk about that's out of Michigan, so don't get these two confused. But Street King out of South Carolina, car was stolen. And for y'all, I mean, y'all know Street King. I mean, he's a top guy. He raced everywhere. I mean, be on the lookout for any cars or parts. And let me say this about that. when you contribute, when you buy stolen parts, when you buy stolen components, you're only creating a market for your stuff to be stolen. Don't be a fool and buy stolen parts and create this underground market of stolen parts. When your car falls in it, then, you know, you'll feel the pain. But so we want to make sure that everybody know that Street King car is stolen. And, you know, I don't know these damn Chevrolets, but it's a blue G-Body. It's a damn Chevrolet. I mean, other than that, you know. But now, moving on down the line, I got a couple of things I want to bring up right quick before I get Mr. Baldy on. I'll try to get Mr. Baldy on. We do have a little street news concerning Kimo and Lil Tony. I want y'all to pay attention to this. There's something wrong with that, because between Kimo and Lil Tony, have you ever seen both of them in the same place at the same time? I believe that Kimo and Lil Tony is just like Bruce Wayne and Batman. Now, I don't know which one is Batman. I don't know which one is Bruce Wayne. But I ain't never seen both of them in the same place at the same time now. And there's been some heavy-hitting races coming up, and they ain't never there. But you always get them on the radio, and they talk. You know, they talk. You hear Kimo on there talking about, hey, what's going on? And you hear Lil Tony, hey, man, what's cool? I think it's the same man. That's what I'm saying. But I'm going to move on down the line. I got a challenge tonight. I want everybody to know I got a challenge tonight. And for y'all, you know, everybody had a little sensitive. I know y'all are a little sensitive. But so for you sensitive people, I'm going to talk about two people. So we ain't going to talk about them. I'm just going to bring an issue up. You know, for y'all sensitive people, please put your ear, take the earphone away from your head. Please. Now, the two people I want to talk about is Pro Stock Joe and Willie Dawg. Now, and I'm saying this. I want to bring up something on this. And for y'all, again, for you sensitive people, keep the phone away from your ear. I would like to know, I'm taking a poll. When you have, you know, Pro Stock Joe and Willie Dawg have been doing race announcing for a while, and this weekend down in Bradenton, I enjoyed both of them. Pro Stock did an excellent job. Willie Dawg did an excellent job. I think, you know, I must, you know, I ain't gonna even say nothing. But anyway, I would like for y'all to weigh in if y'all don't mind, if y'all ain't too sensitive, if y'all ain't too scared, you know, if this ain't rubbing somebody the wrong way. I'll let you know. Up to two. Hold on, let me. I gotta add one more person. I'm sorry. It's not an afterthought. You know, the originator, the proclamator. I got to give that to you know, my damn mind is bad, but okay. But when I think of the name, I'll tell y'all who it is. But anyway, I'd like for y'all to know which one do you like. You can like both of them. I'm not saying you can't. But, you know, to host the show, to do the commentary, you know, give me a little flavor. Y'all, you know, that's going to be, you know, one of my topics. I want to make sure that everybody kind of weigh in on that. For y'all up north, you know, I don't understand this thing about Meatball up north, you know. Is Meatball a part of Lil Tony's racing crew? I like to know that. You know, that's something I would really like to know. If somebody can call in and find out if Meatball, you know, I ain't sure. And then I want to talk about the Street King. This Street King is the one up north, man, out of Michigan. Is Street King still affiliated with Never Scared? I heard some rumors that they, you know, is the Northern Street King affiliated with Never Scared? I heard there are some issues there. There are some issues there I'd like to know. And the last thing on the street is that, you know, we all know and love Jimbo. Jimbo used to be the co-king of the North, of the Northwest. Well, he is still the king of the North. He just lost his kingdom in the Northwest. Let me correct that. Because for y'all that don't know, you know, Jimbo went over and took over the territory of the Northeast. So he is still the reigning king of the Northeast. Now, however, he lost his co-kingdom to King Biz, you know, so, but now, but Jimbo is coming out with a stop suspension car. I think he said he's going to sit on 28 small block with about 10 power adders. And he said that he's looking for action, you know, first of the year. But I'm trying to figure out, is he going to keep that same power, that same, is he going to keep the same power plant that he had before? That's just a little question I want to know. If somebody can call in and let me know about that, I'd really appreciate it. Also, King Biz and King Scooby got to meet each other. And oh man, that was something to see. And for y'all that don't know King Scooby, King Scooby Kingdom is the southern part of Louisiana, come over into Alabama, part of Texas, up around Mississippi. So it's King, that's his territory. And there's been a little argument, a little something being said about that, you know. So we want to if King Scooby, once King Scooby come on, him and King Biz had some words. You know, we're gonna try to get that straightened out. And I don't, you know, make sure y'all do not forget to talk. I want to talk about the announcer. You know, matter of fact, I'm gonna make this official. I want to vote on the race announcer of the year. I'm nominating Pro Stock Joe, and I'm nominating Willie Dawg. Nah, you know, that's enough said on that. So we'll make sure we get that part taken care of. This weekend, I know Baldy appreciated everybody that came. It was a who's who list in the racings. I mean, everybody who was somebody was there. Everybody that support was there. And all them asshole non-supporters was not there. You know, I like to say I appreciate the fact that Atomic Dog, you know, drove from Texas or flew from Texas. However, he got there. You know, he got there. And so I got to give big props. That was a long way for him to come. Big Clark was there. You know, King Scooby was there. You know, it was some people there. And it was some people there that were really, really, I mean, the race was very well supported. I got, Lady A, would you get Pro Stock Joe on the line for me? And don't open his mic, because, he'll take over the show. Well, no, that's Willie Dawg. I'm sorry. But go ahead, and if you can, get Pro Stock Joe on for me and see if we can get Willie Dawg on. Because I don't want them to talk. I don't want them to have nothing to say about my vote. I don't cast in who Wild Man is my third choice. I'm sorry. Wild Man. And there's no reflection on Wild Man. I just got a bad mind. Wild Man is the nominees for the show announcer of the year. And damn it, this is official. I got my gavel out. I got my two color ink pen and everything. I'm ready to write this down. Now, for y'all that don't know too, I'm gonna tell y'all something about this. Emperor, let me get the Baldy. Can I get Baldy on? Because it's, you know, Baldy had this race. It's real important that you know, that we get a chance to talk to Baldy about the race. He has said some things that that need to be addressed. You know, and I really would like to give him the opportunity to talk about it. I mean, so y'all bear with me a minute. Lady A don't, you know, she don't help me like she helped everybody else. So that's all right. I'm all good. I'm gonna take care of this. But
I can hear you. What would you like me to do, honey?
Oh, there she is. Do you have Baldy's number?
I do.
Can you get him
but
on the line for me, please?
But you know, I'm trying to do what you told me to do with Pro Stock Joe. So, which would you like me to do first, darling?
Well, you can go. You get Pro Stock Joe, and I'm gonna try Baldy for me, please.
All right, darling, just a moment.
Okay. While she's doing that, I'm gonna go ahead, because Baldy y'all don't know. I want y'all to know too. Baldy liked to call a couple people the N word this weekend. And I think y'all frustrated, Mr. Baldy. So, you know, y'all better be careful. If you don't think Mr. Baldy will do something to you, ask Big Clark.
Hello.
Mr. Baldy.
Yes, sir, Jay.
How you doing today?
Well, I'm kind of worn out in VJ. Well, I'll be the host.
Yeah, Mr. Baldy, I know you're tired. I know you told me your voice is about to go out, so I appreciate you coming on the number one talk show in the country. Only that's extremely superior to Willie Dawg and Postdoc Joe. But what do you think? And you said some things. I know you want. Have you had the opportunity to thank everybody for coming down?
Oh yeah, I did it on a little bit on Postdoc Show too. But I was over there, I just want to write down that I want to thank everybody from Grudging. I'm gonna thank everybody from your part of your team, part of your GRA, Prime Time, Mr. 5-3, Phil, and everybody, Bill, Legal Weapon, everybody that showed up to support my last show. And I want to thank them for doing that. And we had like 3 days of racing, and we did a lot of stuff. We tried to be a good host from Friday night for the fish fry to Saturday night for the party and to Sunday to the race. And only thing I had. The only bad part of the whole weekend was the incident with Screech King Kong. That's the only bad issue that I have about the whole weekend.
Yeah.
It was
a good event, Baldy. But let me ask you one question, Baldy. What is it? I mean, it was kind of abrupt in the sense that you called, you know, all of a sudden on the PA system, we heard that this was your last this was your last show. This was your last event. What happened? Is this something you've been thinking about? This just came on, or I mean, what's going on with that?
Right now, it's kind of close between me and a couple of people, and I just don't want to get involved with it right now. I might change my mind. I might not. I don't know yet. Yeah, I don't know yet. And one thing about it, I love the good race, and I'm gonna continue the good race. I'm gonna continue to go to the shows. But you know, when people say something, you know, it's a lot of things that people don't see. Really, by the way, before the show, and then end up doing the show. But a lot of people don't show that they don't see the hard work that you put in these shows. And sometimes, you know, every day I got a call or give in for somebody. Anything that I can do with somebody in Florida, I go out my way to do it. And this is the problem right now. It's just getting kind of hard. Because when I had my show, I mean, when we had the show this weekend, I tried to do 3 races. And it's kind of hard to race and, you know, to get involved in what's going on.
Yeah, it is.
It's kind of hard.
I mean, that's
hard.
You gotta stretch yourself too far.
It's just too far.
Let me ask you this here now. Let me tell you, whatever you do, I'm going to support you on it, so it don't matter. You know, anything I can do, let me know. But now, Baldy, now I got to move on to the grudge race. Give me, because before your voice go out, I got to ask you a couple of questions about this grudge race thing. I heard, I didn't actually see you at the Walgreens, but I heard that you bought some Preparation H at Walgreens. Is that true or false?
And I bought some removable stitches.
You bought some removable stitches?
Yeah.
bought it. Yeah. You went in the battle a couple of times, didn't you? Who you had the joy of going in the battle with?
Well, Saturday night I tried to beat the undefeated transformer champ Bobby Wildchild. And Bobby Wildchild, and right before we put in the box, I took about 50.
Thank you.
I think about 300 feet out, we lost a rock arm, a push rod, and a lifter.
Hmm.
So Bobby didn't have beat us on that pass. We stayed up Saturday night, took it apart. I got one of the best motor builders around, Chris Nelson. I called him. He came down and helped us out. And I left there, went to the little party we had. I left the party by Sunday morning, and Chris was there, put the combat together as good as possible. And we went to national against Hahn out of Texas, smoking old 10 red, Hahn beat us. Then we came back and we ran Big Sexy out of South Carolina. We left on him, and he got miles. But when you win with class, and when you lose with class. I don't have no excuses whatsoever. And Sunday, we were not the better car. We were the second best car. And I shot there. So one thing I can do now is give a couple of days to rest, and we'll go back to the drawing board. Because sometimes I think I let them call up with me because I was kind of satisfied with doing what I thought we could do, and they tripped up on us. But that'll never happen again.
Well, Bobby, listen, I want to personally thank you for because I own stock. And removable stitches as well as, Preparation H. So I want to personally thank you for that. Now, let me ask you one other thing. Is Jerome your nephew, or is he in relation to you?
Oh, yeah, that's my wife's cousin.
Okay. Now, Bart, Jerome, is that a top sportsman or backhand?
Well, it's a top sportsman car. It's an old-time top sportsman car.
Baldy, do you agree that Jerome is going to be a force to be reckoned with? What you think?
Yes, he is, because after we left, I'll tell you what, Jay, after we left Macon, and we put my car in the garage and went on the doors and all that, and we immediately went to work on his car.
Mm-hmm.
And his car right now, he's gonna be a hell of a force to recognize.
Man, the car one is a beautiful car, and then he was making some beautiful passes. Now, did he get in action this weekend?
Yeah, he ran the Boogie's Boys out of Georgia. Yeah, he ran in
the Red Rooster F10 truck. Be with Bobby Wildchild.
Yeah, I've seen that, and he did something pretty nasty to him too.
It was bad. I like to thank
the Burgess Boys for personally buying. Let me give them some thanks for buying the Preparation H. Burgess Boys, we appreciate the case of Preparation H. We will have your bag up supply coming. So I just want to make sure that I let them know I appreciate them buying them also. But Baldy, let me ask you this now. So with the year closed down, you got to come out of stitches. I mean, what did 2013 hold for you?
The first thing is going to be 2013 was going to be my get back year to get back to the top. I think in 2011 we finished on top, 2012 we finished on bottom, 2013 we came to, once you're on the bottom, you can't do nothing but go up. Go up. So that's all we want to do.
Your car is classified as a backhand?
Yeah, like they said, it's a screen backhand car. But
I'm glad you said it, just like you said it. Extreme backhand. What make a car extreme? What make a car backhand car extreme?
I think a screen backhand car start with the construction of the car. From the a regular backhand car, it started from the, it's all factory. Extreme backhand car.
A motor. If you got an excessively large motor, do that make it extreme?
It don't have anything to do with the motor. It has something to do with the chassis weight.
The chassis weight. So do you consider a car that got an all fiberglass body? Is that extreme?
I wouldn't consider it as extreme a car unless the frame rail up under the car is new. You mean what I'm saying? If it's stretched, say, 1 or 2 or 3 inches, then I consider the screen back there. But
okay,
if everything...
Regardless of if it's got a steel top and quarters or whether it's got a fiberglass top and quarters, that don't have nothing to do with it.
No, I don't think so. I don't really think so. I just think if... What I mean by a screen, when you're talking about a screen, my jail car is a little bit, a little less than a top sportsman car.
Well, now, the reason I'm asking this question, the back half champion of the world, Lil Mo Green car, is a steel top, steel quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Is that car extreme or not?
I think that car is not extreme. I think that car was more like the leather one, which is leather one, and I'm going to be stupid. Lil Mo was doing the right thing is to buy reconstruction of the car to make it safer because my little one was really, really at the 500 feet. It was a handful.
Uh-huh. I'm asking this question because I'm depending on you to be, back half. Is it considered, I'm just talking about all things taken equal, if a back half had to run an extreme back half, would that be a fair race?
I'll say yeah, because only difference between us, only thing that's different to me is it's all depending on the combination.
Uh-huh.
It's all depending on the combination. You take some screen back half cars, got 5 inch bolt motor. Some screen back half cars got 5.3 motors. But if you take a 5.3 motor against a 706 with a smaller bore, no, it's not even a race. You got to give up something.
Now, Bart, how are we going to know when it comes down to if a man, I'm just asking now, if a man trying to cry foul, if a man in an extreme car with a 5.2 motor call out a man who is a standard back half with a 706, is that a fair call out?
Not really, but I would take my 706 and actually put it against some of your 5.3 motor because I can put all the horn pump. I can use everything on my 706. But a lot of times they can use everything with a big motor. You have to be tuning the motor to where I don't have to be tuning the motor. But when we get on the track, where sometimes you get on the slipper race track, then that's when that big bow motor will take a bet to me. It has a better shot of winning.
Well, I know your voice is strained. I want to appreciate you for coming on. You ain't got to go nowhere. You can stay on my show. I ain't gonna treat you like a damn post doc, that bullshit ass show he got. But you're more than welcome to hang around and talk. And I got a lot of guys that are gonna talk about I got
one of your members on for the biggest bullshit in the country.
Uh-huh.
It'll be the biggest six foot five, 350 pounds of pure garbage. Big Clock. Big Clock is one of the biggest scary fat boy I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, Lord. If you're going to say that, Brian, that's prime time. That ain't good. Hold on.
Oh, now you're going to diss on the man. That's some bullshit. Jay Barnes ain't shit. Jay Barnes going to diss on. Big Clock on the phone right now. Big Clock, speak up.
Big Clark, did you see what your man did? How he diss on you? I ain't got Big Clark Mike over here. I want Barter to say that shit one time. Barter, what's wrong with Big Clark?
No, Big
Clark,
I'm wrong.
Big Clark came down there, sad, stood up beside me, and I thought I was running to a whale. And you know what he was blowing so much hot air out of his mouth, I didn't understand what he was saying.
Well, Big Clark, listen,
let me tell you what I was saying. I know you can understand, but I was just admiring how pretty you look, you little short motherfucker.
You know what, Carl? All that fat you so can't see with a damn. The one that Pro Side Joe used, because he can't swim. I'm sitting there, I got the inner tube. I'm sitting in the inner tube trying to get these goddamn stitches from their busted open. You know, see, I got the removable stitches because you put them in a well. And after 7 days, and after 7 days, they're going to fall off.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, about it, bro.
Yes, sir.
They used to remove them in 3 days, and they're going to let them heal in 7 days. So I'm going to let my brother heal for 7 days, and then I'm going to make the plans.
Jay Barnes, we're doing a simulcast. I got my whole show over here on your show. And one of my listeners wanted to speak for a minute. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead, man.
Hey, Joe, I forgot to give a shout-out to my daddy, too, man. You didn't mention his name, me and Jack Flash, man. I mean,
Jack Flash. There, man. Right. We was giving a shout-out to all the people that was there. We gave props to, you know, all the grudging folks and everybody that was there. But we didn't mention Jack Flash, so big props to him as well, man. Like you said, Jay, I heard you mention earlier, it was a veritable who's who in grudge racing. I didn't quite put it like you put it about the other folks that went in there. I mean, you can't come to everyone, but the folks that did show up, we definitely appreciate all those folks that did come out. That was a good time had by all. And I never did find out who won the electric slide contest, but I guess we'll find out from Titan Man. He'll tell us who won.
Hey, Joe,
Tracy
on the phone?
You say what now?
Tracy.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something.
Come on, man. Oh, yeah. What's up, Tracy? Hey, man, I want to give a shout out to Tracy, man. That was a hell of a trip, Tracy. I'm coming to Texas, Tracy. I'm coming to Texas to one of your shows. I'm bringing the car out there, man. Because that's the second time you've been out of Florida, man. I'm coming to Texas.
I'm coming to Texas next year. I'm not going to look like Big Cloud. Want to be a Superman, but Superwoman.
Hey, Baldy, listen. I'm trying real hard to respect your ugly ass. Now, don't make me get out of shape with you.
You know what, y'all?
Yeah.
You tired of this, y'all. Down the dance, and it was sliding one way, and the head was taking another way.
Listen, I was the one that got the dance floor popping at your dang on at your dance. So you won't stop talking about me because that's some bullshit, Bobby. All right.
Hey, what's up, Matt?
Hey, Big Clark.
Hey.
Hey, Big Clark.
What's up, Matt?
You gonna quit riding Baldy like that, man? I gotta take my house to Baldy. He ain't no been erasing no races, man. He just gave the people a show because it was his show. That car was hurt, man. I'm gonna make the excuse for Baldy.
I gave him props already on Pro Stock Show. I mean, he come on here with Jay trying to get down on my ass, so I got to get him up off here. I just him up trying to get him.
You know what? But I was coming through the station and ain't going doing something, and I was down. That big water, I mean the small family was over there fucking with me. With all that hell. Then I told you when you start fucking with me in the Sandy Lane that I'm gonna get you tonight.
hey man, would you bother to do your thing, bro?
And Bob, I tell you what, bro. If you even get close to my back window ball, I'm a retired racer.
Get Bob. You hit that age right now. Get ready to get you a rocket chair, goddammit.
Hey, you know what, Bob? Now, y'all were talking about I walked in to get ready to get the money. I looked back. I said, oh, shit. I just couldn't say nothing. But I mean, that's trouble. Wasn't nothing wrong with the car. We just didn't have time to really tune on it. Because we had two problems the whole weekend. But I give them people props. They beat my butt. And I mean, hey, you know what? Mama say? You get a beat one time, you sit down, and you go stick your hand in something else. She beats your butt again, you sit down. Well, the third time I was looking for me, so real. I went through this. I was trying to find somebody that I could say I did get one win.
Well, one thing about it, Bob, I give you props. You know, you got out there and raised regardless of what the situation was. You got out there and did it, but that still don't accept the fact that you didn't win shit, but they let you slide contest at your party. So,
nah.
You know.
That's some bullshit.
Hey,
you know what? I mean, I'm sorry. Hey, then I got a little desire for the gift.
You did what now?
I got that, so I can take that home with me for the gift.
Yeah, ain't no get back this year.
So, yeah. But now, Baldy, now let me ask you something, Baldy. I'm glad you're on, Baldy. I really appreciate this because, you know, I need somebody objective. You know, Post Stock ain't damn objective. So let me say this, Baldy. Let me ask you a question. Are you familiar with a car called the Beast?
Yes.
I like to personally thank Bill and Certified Gangster for buying preparation.
Hey, but you know what, Jay?
Huh?
You know what, Jay?
What's
he has come in there and sold me out so bad. But he made one mistake.
What'd he do?
He offered me 1-1, and I would accept that 1-1.
Yeah, you think that? That's a game. I don't know. Marty, I'm with you on it. I mean... But now let me ask you something. Did you see when Bill and Certified Gangster and the Beast went to battle? Did you see that?
I've seen it when they went by because I would know when they had the women folks out. I was able to get a good look at it.
Hey, Bob didn't see that, Jay. You know they're rubbing it there.
Well,
Well, he has some. I was looking for some hill medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for some big hill.
But I just want to, I just want everybody to know that I want to send out a personal thank you to Bill, Certified Gangster and the Beast, for the order of the case of Preparation H with the extra long tip. I like, you know, I want everybody to understand I appreciate it.
I don't agree for one.
I want everybody to listen. Go out and buy Preparation, stock in Preparation H. I'm telling you now, you'll make a damn fortune. You make a damn fortune. But listen, I hadn't got to the person that I really want to get to. And I was trying, you know, I have to say, you know, people that the person I'm going to bring up in a little bit is that, you know, they said I was picking on him and all that shit. But boy, I ain't never seen an ad. Well, I ain't never seen an ad so red and glowing. You know, I'm playing that a little, but I ain't never seen an ad glowing like that before. That damn thing was shining red, I promise you. For y'all that don't know what a damn good set of hemorrhoids look at, y'all, I seen one this weekend. For the one of them, if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, let me tell you about this one here. My best friend and close padre, and, you always deal with Big Clock. 007 got the reddest ass. I mean, he got a shiner on him, boy. Good. Got a lot of shit to damn off.
God, they don't like
hey, Jay. Let Nard tell you what happened to 007 Nard. Oh, he ain't on the law.
Clark,
I just want
to
know.
How you say
007
was looking, Clark?
Man, 007 said he wanted to lay down on the start line, man. I was going to get your head down there. We can't get you up.
Hey, you know what, Clark? Hey, Clark, we would have had to go get that dry line to get him and your walk.
Hey man, I had 007 on my board, man. He done disappeared on my board. Clark, you got 007 down high, man.
All right. Hold on, let me get him on, Jay. Let me get him on.
Yeah.
You remember the last time 007 went to Florida, his daughter got molested and everything else. And then he went to Holly Springs and the same thing happened, you know. He just needed to keep her home. He needs to keep her home. If not, she gonna end up pregnant.
He been on my damn board. I've been sitting right here seeing him. He is pushing the damn one button like hell. Yeah. And as soon as I start talking, he hang up.
Jay Bond.
Yes, sir.
I got your buddy 007 on.
Hold on, y'all. Y'all be quiet. Y'all don't talk too loud. If y'all talk too loud, it make his ass hurt. Hey, y'all talk low. Hello, Sam. How you doing, sir?
All right. What's going on, man?
Let me ask you this. I heard you went in the battle this weekend, and I just want, you know, we always give a man the opportunity to say what he say and feel what he say. Give us your account of what happened this weekend, you know, as it relates to you and Fast by Gas.
There ain't nothing that happened, Jay. He turned on the wind light. You know what I'm saying? There's no excuse. He won.
Well, let me ask you this. Since you're not giving the details, that's got to be damn Postdoc Joe show, that bullshit ass show. Postdoc, can you stop from that smoke from damn blowing their nose and shit? I don't know what the hell kind of show that he got. Double 07. I know. I do have some police officer training, and anytime the victim is not answering the questions properly, you have to kind of lead them through it. So I heard your analogy of what happened. So now let me ask you the questions because I got to fill out this report. So when y'all were together and you felt him reaching around pulling
your belt buckle or loose. Did you not think something was wrong?
Oh, no, Jay. Not at all.
So when he, once your belt buckle was loose and he saw eating your pants tied around your knees, at that point, did you realize something wasn't right?
You know, man, I ain't looking for something. I ain't that's not what y'all doing, man.
I'm just trying to say, at what point, once your pants was down around your knees, it kind of leaned you over that damn table. You didn't notice nothing. I mean, it was nothing in your mind that made you think that something wasn't right.
And Bo Scott, I mean, Jay Vaughn. You know, it's just like anything else, man. Everybody got their kicks, you know what I'm saying? All I can say is the man won, man. My driver, you know, he didn't get no sleep that night, so he's sleeping at the light. You know what I'm saying? Something happened. They disturbed him so bad when they stole the car next to my truck. So I guess he could go back and get him no rest that night when they stole
Street King.
Can I ask you a question?
007. Can I ask you a question? Are you a true champion or are you a loser?
Huh? I'm still a champion because they wouldn't put up the money for the belt.
Do you think you deserve that belt?
Oh, Teddy, say that again, Baldy. I'm outside, so I'm working on a car, so I'm listening to you.
You're working on the car? What are you working on the car for? Are you working on the car, a race car, or are you working on a transportation car?
I don't have no, Baldy. Hey, Jay, say what Baldy's saying.
His original question was, are you a champion or a loser? You are the champion. Are you worthy of being the champion?
Why would I be worthy? Let me get him. Why would I be worthy of being the champion? If you go back and rewind the tapes, everybody, Big Lowe and all of them said they were going to put up the extra money to run for the belt.
You're missing his point. What he's trying to say is, if you were worth, you know, you can be a champion even though you lost, you're still the champ. He's trying to support you. I mean, see, that's what happens when you get hit in the ass hard and make your heels go out. He's trying to tell you, he's supporting you.
Hey, Jay, let me say this to him too. It don't matter how fast I have the truck. I'm in the limbo where I have to depend on somebody else to drive my truck. You understand? Whether it's Willie Dawg, Tony Bryan, or Jamie.
Right.
You understand?
It's not a
word of a doubt. Do I think I'll blow crew chief ass out? Yes. Now, what the driver got on his mind when he get up there? Hell, I can't say. You understand?
That ain't you.
Hold up, 007. You know what I was told? This came from a wise man. Excuses only satisfy those that make excuses.
Hey, Paul. I think you got your ass blown out about four times this weekend,
It was 007.
I got beat, man. I got beat.
So otherwise, that's just like
That's your light. We red light. It got me. I told Smoke to light it up. We always tell Smoke, I'd rather put you the red light on my money than the goddamn go to sleep on my money.
Hey, boss, we lost, man. That's the bottom line. Hey. We lost.
Okay, that's all we want. That's all we want you to say. That's all we want you to say.
Hey, Paul.
Yes,
Paul.
Sir.
Now, yes. I can't. Wait a minute now. Wait a goddamn minute now. You asked me to talk over the talk.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you asked me what you call. I came to your show and raised crew chief number on your show, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, y'all do the courtesy to drive 12 hours and come to Mississippi and race me on Christian show that they have pre Mardi Gras shootout on the 9th. Now, I'm going to see if y'all going to support the Mississippi guy because we came 12 and a half hours one way to support y'all. Now,
okay. Hold up, ma'am. Let me say something to you, ma'am. How many times have I made that trip to Edinburgh, ma'am?
I ain't talking about you, about it.
Hold on, ma'am. Hold up, miss.
I'm running, man. Ain't nobody want to see you now, man. Hell, you getting your asshole blowed out right now. People ain't trying to see you right
Bobby, you calling that man a woman because he got his stuff, because he got bent over on the table? You call him a woman?
I call him a woman because he bleeds.
Hey, Postal Joe, let me tell you something. They can all say what they want, man.
I know you
can't
deal
what I said I was going to do.
I
came down there before the race. I went to get the belt because I said I was going to put the belt up. They said, Big Low told me, say, Ken, we're not going to run for the belt. We're going to bet X amount of dollars. I respect what the man said. We did that. They won. No excuse, man. We won and won. So now we're going to break the tie at Christian race when they come up
here. I mean, 007. Would you please reach over there and get that? Would you please reach over there and get that? Use that power and wipe them tears out your eyes.
Hey, boss. I'm a real man. I'm on top of my motherfucking game. What I do, ain't no tears in my eyes at all, man.
You know that's why. If you're a real man, you'll tell the truth. A real man cries just like a baby do.
Hey, I don't know what a real man do, man. And like I told you, I lost, man. You win some, you lose some. I lost.
I'm gonna get you some help, 007. I gotta get Bobby Wildchild on. I gotta get Bobby Wildchild on to help you out. Bobby Wildchild, you might get open.
I'm working on a car. Call Tony or Jamie, man. They can speak on the behalf of the truck. I'm at one of them. They'll speak on the behalf of the truck. I'm at work. I told you I was at work, but I did take the time out to come on and answer your question, boss. I'm going to rerun Fast by Gas. If you look at a video, Running Brown made after the race, we went over there and made the video. We're going to run in Mississippi on the 9th. Then we're going to come back and run in the shootout that Ronnie Brown got on the 16th.
Okay. I tell you what, I will be there one way or the other.
Do what now?
I will be there one way or the other.
Hey, Baldy, Jay Barnes, I'm sorry, guys. Let me interrupt for a second. You guys, everybody on my show got 60 seconds, and they're about to the Smack Talk show is about to go off the air. You know how it is at 9 o'clock they're going to actually shut down. So I definitely appreciate everybody for joining us today. Jay Barnes, I appreciate you and your team for having us on.
Joe, you about to expire? You about to expire?
No, the Smack Talk show is I'm not going to expire, by the way. How you doing, champ? We definitely appreciate you for all the action this weekend. I mean, Baldy don't appreciate it, but we definitely appreciate all the action this weekend. And we definitely appreciate the action from Big Ken and the whole Smack Talk Nation. We definitely appreciate all of y'all for what you're doing. We got 10 seconds. Thank you for tuning in to Smack Talk Show. This is Pro Stock Joe. Now you know what I am.
That's it.
That's what I say about them bullshit ass shows. They always have to go off at 9 o'clock. Let's keep talking, y'all.
Take a light back at you.
How you doing? How you doing, Jay Bond? How you doing, Jay Bond? How the big clock balling all of them? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
All right. This is Wildchild, y'all. This is the only man that I know that runs 200 miles an hour. And Father Wildchild, Marty already came on and said you did something bad to him. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Hey, Jay Bond. Jay Bond, hold on before Mr. Bobby Wildchild speaks. First of all, how you doing, Bobby Wildchild?
Fine, how are you?
I just like to say thank you, you know, on behalf of the Mississippi camp for putting some stitches in Baldy's ass. You know, I just like to say thank you, sir.
Okay, y'all ready for me? I had a good time this weekend. I really did. You know, I had to get on back because you know we playing Santa Claus for everybody, but I just had to bring all the crippling prayers a little early for him. But and I hope he. I just brought his crippling prayers.
Hey, listen, Bobby, you giving this crippling prayers about one nothing in the damn box, but it ain't in the box.
Well, let me. Well, that's all right. You got a crippling present. No matter what was in the box, you got your crippling present. Marley, you know, last time when you come on this show, like with last year, you was wearing my ass out. You know, you told me I did this and I did that. So you know what your batting average is against me?
Zero.
I'm tired of three. And you keep bringing your ass back. I'm gonna keep adding to it.
Ooh, boy, you know what, Bobby? You know, the old saying says, I'd rather be lucky than good.
Well, whatever it is, whatever you call it, Baller, Hey, Baller, when I saw Baller had the Kool-Aid face, y'all, he just looked at me and I said, damn, Baller, ain't no Baller know what a Kool-Aid face was.
It wasn't red, and it wasn't yellow.
Well, Bob, I had a good time, though. I did have a good time. You know, I thank all the guys from All Business for coming down. So I did enjoy your show. I'm just sorry you got your ass beat so many times. But anyway, but I know how it's going. I know it is a lot of work you have to put on, you know, to make these shows be successful. But you didn't have to add the extra ass whooping that you got. To make it more interesting, we understand that. But you know, you had a good damn show, but you didn't have to have all the ass whooping to go along for the bonus. But anyway, we do appreciate him. But we did have a good time and got a chance the first time to meet Dick Clark. He's a big fella that I had to look up to the stars. Who the hell is this big guy here? I'm Dick Clark. I said, okay, so
hey,
I don't think I'm gonna cross him.
You gonna tell the truth? When you look like that, you see some pink bloomers on.
Ball had a lot of action down there, a lot of fun. I know Ball got a little frustrated trying to get everybody off the line, but Ball, you had a good show, man, and you know, I don't know. I just want to say I thank everybody. I know for you know supporting Ball the way they did because he had a hell of a show. I mean, he really
hold,
did.
Hold
you
on,
Bobby
Wise, you trying to come up that line now? The only reason Bob was trying to get everybody off the starting line, he wanted less people to see that ass whooping as possible. That's the only reason he's trying to get everybody off the line, man. All the mother car folks were raising, everybody was fine on the line. Soon as Bob didn't come up there, he telling everybody, get back, get behind the wall. All this time, like he going to do something. You know, Bob didn't want nobody to see that ass whooping that he got.
Hey, hold up, Bob. He know what they about that big clock. See you learn from the stand. So when you were bad and your mama got ready to whoop you, you ran in the goddamn room and hide in the closet.
Hey, Baldy. Now, see, I'm gonna tell you what happened with me. When I went to Texas, them boy with the whoop my head, they hit me twice. I got somewhere to sit down. Look, I was trying to tell you on that lab when I talked to you up there when I was talking to Jay, but look how you did. You told me to shut the F up, and you finna go get you some more. You went right out there and got hit across the ass again.
I think we need to do it again next week, Bobby, because this is damn, the amount of ass whooping that guy took out of this thing. Well, let me open up a couple of mics. Huh?
You know what, Jay? If I think can't take ass whooping like 007, I can take it and come on back, because one of these days, I'm going to be doing ass whooping.
Hey, Bobby.
When I whoop you, can I put you on a treadmill? Can I put you on one of them motherfuckers' treadmills?
Hold on. I make you a deal. I get my big ass on a treadmill if you sit beside me, goddamn. We'll do it together.
Hey, Baller, who won the
Cha-Cha Fly?
Who won the?
You and Dog.
No. Y'all just show up, Jay, because I won my forfeit. But we had a white boy, in Chicago that named Duffy, and I never seen the size of Vanilla Yellow, whatever that boy, the rapper used to be. I never seen a dude that can really dance. It's very sudden if a white boy ain't got rhythm, but by goddamn it, motherfucker, bitch had rhythm.
I mean,
he came on there with his Christmas lights on, and then with the blanket, and I was out there with three men, and somebody went talking about it. When he came, I looked in there, and I walked in there, and I couldn't do nothing but just sit there and shake my head. So me and Dawg did the right thing to get the hell out of the way. You understand what it was to be out of the way, and when you say your big fat ass out of my way, I won't whoop you.
Damn. Okay, Bobby. Yes, sir.
You know what they're by the car? I'm about to go find the bulldozer so I can let you cause them the pain and I can fake it because you're choking and they go on my knees.
Y'all got Baldy wind up.
Hey, Jay.
Don't have a pain pill, do you, man, for the pain pill just make you hyper and shit, you know? Call the Dean and Oxycontin and all that shit just got him hyped up, you know, kind of kill the asshole, yeah. Hey, Clark, I just got up to go get me water to take a pain pill. Goddamn, I've been walking like, I don't know, you ever seen a hard walk? But he's so, I've been walking the goddamn door. I was bending over the ground. I want him to step out of the car. Every step out of the bed, I want to say something. I'm not
I said too loud if you hear me.
Hey, Bob Wildchild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bob Wildchild, I do want to thank you for bringing fresh meat to the slaughter and with the Burgess Boys. You know, I heard they volunteered their neck to go on a chopping block. And,
yeah.
I had to borrow
Jay, I had to borrow a couple of pain pills from the ball to get them too.
Well, you know that. Huh?
I tell them, Cat, look here, man. Be careful when you go out here. This grudge shit is serious. And I told them it ain't a game. You know, just like this. You know, you might just be a big fish in a little pond. But when you get out there in the ocean, boy, I tell them, Jaws and Moby Dick and all them out there. So you have to be careful. But, you know, but I think they didn't find out that, you know, they in that little pond, you know. They mess around and got a touch of the real world.
Real deal.
So yeah, real deal. So but I do appreciate them coming and like you said, they told me they was going. So but we went with a carry ass whooping. But we just got to pull out one on ball ass. We just didn't get a chance to pull out on land on what his name Ballie, what his name
Jerome Boxer Carry.
Yeah, Jerome.
Boxing,
yeah, we
think Boxing Jerry. His nickname is Boxing Jerry. Well, but he was throwing so many punches at him. He throws so many punches at the burger bar, they didn't know what he hit him.
but like I do Sam, I watched y'all were down there too. Not Sam, Mean Gene, he was down there too. Gene Smith.
Gene was a smart man. Gene left his car home because that's how they took them ass other two ass women. I would have went looking for him. But everything on the west side of Georgia is on the free cop ticket.
Oh, well. I don't know, Bob. After three ass whooping, shit, I think I had to go somewhere and sit down. My head be there.
I'm gonna put it back here now. After two ass whooping, you're trying to run them up there on 7 cylinders.
Yeah.
That first ass whooping, 7 cylinder ass whooping. Now I'm gonna make a stupid for that one. You broke a walk home on your behind. You were so. Bob, what did you tell me? You say when smoke up on you, you lift up, and all the while you see smoke stop. And you said,
well,
what
was
going to get back
then? No. Well, if everybody look at the video, I shook the tires from the words go. I looked up and I said, hold on now. Let me tell my part. You told yo. And I looked up. I said, hell, he in striking distance. I said, damn it, goat. I took a pin and struck that goat in the ass. And I'll be damn, he didn't come for your ass. So just shut up.
Hey, Bobby, you said you did what?
Look at the video. I shook the tire, and I had to get completely off the car. And when I look, y'all, you thought you was gone. I said, oh, he ain't striking distance.
You know why you shook the tire, Bobby? Because you shook the tire because of your under horsepower, and you thought you were in US-19.
Baller, but can I tell you, if you go back and listen to one of the shows, I thank you for that tune-up, because that's the tune-up you gave me to whoop your ass with. That's that tune-up you gave me, Baller. You remember, don't you, Baller? That's the tune-up you gave me.
So now you're telling me that I gave you some information to whoop me with, right?
That's what you gave it to me? Hold it. Did you not give me a tune-up?
I did.
Okay, I told you on the show I'm going to take that tuna and whoop your ass with it.
No, we were talking on the radio. Me and you were talking personally. And you were driving your UPS truck. You pulled a sign, and you kept asking questions. So I asked you what you're doing. I'm taking notes.
Yeah, that's right. And they were too, Baldy. Ain't you got some preparation on your ass, man?
Yeah, yeah.
That tune that worked. I'm going to tell y'all,
y'all went bought to give you a tune-up, write that shit down. I wanted to make sure I had everything just like he said. He told me, do this, do this, do that. I said, hold it, Bonnie, let me pull over and write this shit down. Pull your ass over. I wrote everything down. I did like on the show. I said, now, Bonnie gave me a tune-up to whoop his ass with.
So how long,
Bonnie? I got some folks here want to holler at you. I got G-Shot, the governor of Kentucky. G-Shot, how you doing? G-Shot, where you at? I don't had him on hold too long, but G-Shot, you there?
He in shop.
Is that G-Shot talking or somebody else talking? All right, y'all, hold on 1 second. Big Will, welcome to the show. What's on your mind, Big Will?
Oh, man, y'all have answered all the questions I had. Y'all talking about the news down there. My Big Wild Child, congratulations and all the guys. Just listen in, Jake.
You ain't going to congratulate Bald on the ass with me he got?
Well, Baldy, one of them comeback races. He'd be all right. He's going to come back.
He said 2013 is here. He said 2013 is here. That all.
Well, I'm sure it's going to take about that long to get them stitches out. He think they're going to come out in 7 days. It's going to take a little longer out here.
And let me say something to you. See, one thing about those stitches, always, see, when you lose, everybody take you for granted. So it's always going to be a fool out there. They're going to stop on me like they come, and I'm going to stitch your ass up.
Hey, Baldy, I go along with you, Baldy. All right. You know, I ain't mad at you. I know you the man.
Listen, I'm going to wait till Baldy's ass get well when he get all those stitches out of his ass. He going to run up on me, and I'm going to put him right back in there, and then I'm going to send his ass to that hard-ass rocket ship.
Hey, do like
he
that, man.
His ass going to swell up. You can't do that. His ass swell up. You got to put him in something soft.
I think that's the whole point. I think he's trying to damn make him damn suffer.
There you go.
He's trying to make him suffer. But hold on, I got a new call. I'm not familiar with. I hope Lady A got his name right. Dula or Dola. The area code is 912-4274. 912-4274. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Dolomite. Now you're going to act like you don't know my number. Come on, Jay Barnes. What's up, fellas? It's Dolomite. Good evening, everybody.
Dolomite. Let me tell you the name. She got Dula. All she got on the screen is Dula. Dolomite. What's going on, man?
I kind of answered the words, so what the fuck?
I don't know what Lynn ain't doing.
I want to chime in a little bit on Baldy. Hey, Baldy. I must admit, man, you showing me how to take an ass whooping, that's for sure. You showed me how to use golf, back your own ass up. You know, that damn goat, he shouldn't have stuck that pin in that goat. You were fine until he stuck that pin in that goat. He stuck that pin in that goat for that goat.
It's all of mine. Let me bring things up to you. What you should have done was some information. I should give you some information so how can you can get to the race like the race. You're the only man in the world come to ringside with a bull car keep him getting the ass whooping. I gotta take a bucket. the whole time, you can put it back in the motor.
One blessed man, boy. I've seen them throw a whole bunch of ass up and they made a fool of pass yet.
Hold up, I'm gonna call Bobby at 3:30, man.
Gecko ain't got nothing on that lizard.
Hey, I want y'all to hear this. Y'all give me 1 second. I want y'all to hear this. This for y'all that don't know, this big country with the Blue Magic car out of Virginia. I want y'all to listen to this now. Y'all be quiet for a minute. Put your mics on mute, please. And whoever brushing their teeth, please wait till we finish brushing your teeth, please. Hold on.
That ain't nobody bring that ball of wiping that preparation on his ass.
All right, listen to this. This is Blue Magic. Listen to this now.
Hold on, sir. What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off Virginia? When your man got dragged, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
All right, that's Blue Magic out of Virginia, y'all. I want to make sure we put him on. He called talking how bad he was. I want y'all to hear it one more time. So that if y'all ever run into him, you'll know it. Listen to him one more time.
Hold on, sir. What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off Virginia? When your man got dragged, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
All right. Marty, what do you think? You ever heard of Blue Magic before?
Yeah. I heard of him. Yeah, he is supposed to be bad. So I'm not going to, you know, until you see a man personally, you can't say nothing negative about him. And I like a man with confidence. If you don't have confidence, you're not in the game because confidence. So he got confidence until we prove him wrong, he got the baddest back here in the country.
Well, they were tied to, he came on the show. And several folks, the Shadow tried to lock him in, Lil Mo tried to lock him in. He went to damn doing the moonwalk like you wouldn't believe about it. But now, I mean, Baldy. Now, but, you know, when it was just us on the phone, that's how he was talking. But soon some backhands got on the line with him, boy, he made Michael Jackson fly. So, you know, you think we can ever get him to come out of Virginia and come to the South?
Well, I think he was in Jackson, and he lost in Jackson, so maybe he don't want to come no further. Cause some people think it's a roadblock when you come this way.
Well, he did get an ass whooping over there, and but give me a few seconds, y'all. I got a couple more mics open. Hold on, Mr. Baldy. We got a 910. 910-2258. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Baldy, Bill, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm all right, buddy.
Boy, you had that track on cue the weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, it was nice, Bill.
Yeah, sir, boy.
But you know what, Bill?
How you doing today?
I woke up with stickers in my ass, and the only way I can get my stickers out of my ass is take that 1-1.
Well, I tell you, if you get it, you'll have to take it. If you get 1-1, you'll have to take it. You got to take it at the
street. But what is the point, Bill? I dog on this. You followed me all over the racetrack offering me 1-1.
You should have took it while I was down there.
You know what? See, after I got my ass whooping, I should have looked for you.
Yeah, you should
have.
And you should have had some other stitches up your back. You should have took that for me. You had them all over your back instead of just to your ass.
One side of my ass is so, one side of your ass is so.
you know, that's the baddest way in the world to lose a race on the red light. But you know what? We put a hell of a show on there to show you. Everybody else was scared to race, but you know. Phil, he step up to the plate and he get the job done.
You know, I know what, Bill. I appreciate y'all for coming, and I damn sure appreciate what y'all did. I mean, it's just like I say. At that point, if I probably wouldn't have did, and you know what happened to me weekend, I was gonna get in it. But I had two races back to back, like I told you. It didn't make sense for me to try to do all three things at one time.
Yeah, you're right.
But,
you have a lot going on down there.
But you see, one thing about it, Bill,
you got to be a winner. You got to measure yourself with a winner.
Right now,
you and Phil is the class above all class. And only way you can feel where you at is to run one of y'all. If you lose, at least you can come back with a little pride and say, this is what we need to do to step up to the next level. And right now, y'all is one level higher than every all the back hell that I know of. And only way that I can measure myself to find out what I need to do is to let you stitch me up with a one-on-one.
Yeah, I believe that, Baldy. I sure believe that. You got that back, Carter. You ain't even gonna get that 1-1.
Come on, Bill. You offered me 1-1. I said it was a man.
If I offered you that, you should have took it.
If I knew you were gonna back down, I'd have cut that shit.
But listen, Baldy. I got a race. We got a race out there in Darlington, April 6th. All these people, these badass black ass cars. We're going to put $5,000 up, and it's going to be a $1,000 entry fee. I hope they pay $20,000. There'd be so many back half cars there. And we're going to see who the baddest is in the world.
But I tell you what, I'll be there.
April the 6th, down in Darlington. And we're going to have a $3,000 $3 race.
Hey, only thing I hope is that the track ain't good as green, and I got a proper chance to slide by you.
I hear you, Baldy.
See what Bill, I got to do with you. I got to catch you on the slipping side track.
Yeah. Well, I love slipping. Hell, that's the first good track I've ever been to down there. That's so many down there's on cue. I wish I could move it down here in my backyard, Baldy.
But you know what, Bill? A lot of people understand Braden on this time of year, the Pro Star Pro Mar come. And they were there up until Friday. They left Friday morning. They left actually Friday in the morning. And I mean, it was on kill.
They done a hell of a job.
And I mean, the only thing bad about that race drawn so many people. I mean, so many race cars that a lot of people come there to get on their videos. And that's one reason that track always be in December a custom factor, because people want to get on the video and go by the video just to say, I was here. I wasn't there to race, I was there to get on the videos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Hey, Baldy, you have something with that in mind. Is the Beast considered an extreme back half?
He's an extreme back half right along with me.
So he is an extreme back half.
He's an extreme back half. He is a bad monkey.
Now, let me ask you, Bart. I want to make sure that earlier you said, is Lil Mo Green, the champ of the world, is he extreme?
He's not as extreme as me and the Beast, but he's close to it. I mean, at the last time I seen him, I haven't seen no more in about 2 years. So you really can't tell why. I can't really put him where they want to be at. But you want to, I see him. But put him, he's not as extreme as over as we are, but he goes to it.
Baldy, I was told that a man, if a car got fiberglass body, fiberglass quarters, and top, that's extreme. Do you agree or disagree?
Nope, I disagree. You know why? Let me explain something to you. Why I disagree with fiberglass body and all that. Because it's a product that everybody can buy. Some man can afford it, and then the other man not can afford it, because you can get a good fiberglass body. Well, $6,000, a super good one for that kind of price. So it all depends on do you want to spend that type of money, or do you want to upgrade your motor? And I think if you upgrade your motor, it's the same thing.
When it come down to it, then, and the reason I'm asking, I'm just trying to see because I've heard. Now, let me tell you what I heard, and I don't know. And the main reason I'm asking because I don't know, I was told just like this. They said that the only difference between a top sportsman, or not to say the only difference, but they said very little difference between a top sportsman's car and a back half car, and the thing that would make a top sportsman, the thing that would make a back half car a top sportsman is when you put the fiberglass body on it.
No. You cannot get very few back half car that you can get up if you get down to 100 to 200 pounds. A car can't get up if they want to get. Weight-wise, so that's a hell of a lot different to me. That's a hell of a lot different. And then there's a lot different within a man having a stop running on his car and then it went around to 25 all the way back. No, it's a hell of a lot different.
But when we deal with a back half, how much of the front, how much of the actual front frame wear in got to be there, 8 inches, 10 inches, 3 feet, or what?
Most people come about I ain't going to measure them. I never try to measure it.
1 foot is all you need up there.
That's what I'm saying. And then most is, I mean, that's a different, that's right there. It started with Harry on them, and it ended up with everybody else, so... Whatever, you can't complain. Because whatever I do to my car, you can do to your car. And whatever building can do to him, I can do. So it's really it's just people that are complaining that can't run with the top boys.
Marley, do you agree or disagree that the Beast is the baddest back half in the land?
Right now, I disagree with it because he got his ass whooped yesterday with me.
So right now, the Shadow is the baddest back half in the land.
Because of why? The Shadow won the last biggest back half race that was out there.
Right.
But it's like this, yeah. I mean, a 001 red, he lost. So at this point, Phil Nam and Steven, until somebody beat them, right, they are the best, right? And I know Bill hates to say it, but you know he got to agree with me.
Oh yeah, yes sir.
Oh yeah, yes sir.
But I will take that race any day of the week if they're ready. I'm ready to do it.
Yeah, and you know what?
I'm ready to lock in with him.
You know what, Bill, but you got another thing. To be the baddest, you got to be the baddest.
You got to be the baddest.
And for me to be a part of the baddest, I got to be one or two of y'all. And I'm putting you on notice. In 2013, Bill, I'm a self-made guy.
I hear you, Baldy. And I know you're mad at you. I'm telling you, Baldy tells you something, you're going to look forward to doing it.
I might, cause you know,
I'm paying that motherfucking money. Take 2 cars now if I had to put my damn van in, I'm paying that $3,500. Well, we had to put a vehicle in there to pay that money. He's paying it. He told what he said he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was going to take his truck apart from his trailer. He was going to put that damn truck in there to run the back half race where they had to pay that money, and he did what he said he was going to do.
Okay. All right, Jim,
yes,
I got to go. I had a good time. Bill, I talk to you. Call me in the next couple of days. So you know when you get old, you get after mining.
Yeah.
But when I can find me a 2013 calendar.
Yeah. Okay. I put a seat. Now we had not a dollar.
Okay. Yeah. But call me. The time I find a 2000 calendar, I will put it on the calendar. I raise all my calendar. And like I say, I will be there. I'll be there. So everybody, let me say something to you. Thank you.
All right, Baldy. I appreciate you coming on, Baldy. But Bill, don't go nowhere. Bill, I appreciate you coming on. But Bill, you know I'm real glad that you called in. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing fine, man.
Got in about 4 o'clock this morning and slept about 2, so I'm ready to do something.
You ready now? You ready now, Bill?
Yes, sir.
It wasn't you, Bill. I think, you know, when me, you, and Certified was talking, you know, Certified gave me such a hype job. Certified talked me into losing money with you this weekend. And Certified, now he don't want to answer his phone. He told me how he's going to whoop the Shadow's ass and he's going to gap the Shadow. He popped it up so good, Bill. And, Bill, I mean, do you have any remorse about your right hand, your best boy, leading me to the slaughter?
Boy, I tell you, you know, I love for my man to be on his job and be off his job. I love for him to be out there awake and not be out there sleeping. So he was on his job, and it just happened with a red light, and I hate to lose with a red light.
So listen, are you going to correct that come April? We're going to have to wait to April for you to correct that, or you might correct it before then?
I'm ready in the morning.
So you basically waiting on him?
Whenever they're ready to lock in, I'm ready. Anybody with a stock front-end car, come see me. I'll give it anybody.
You throw me off when you said a stock front-end car. Now, Marty just told me the only thing you got to have is a foot of rail. So what stock up, if only a foot of rail up there in the front, what stock about it?
You got to have an A-arm up there. You can't have a strut. Anybody with a stock front-end car, A-arm, wheelbase, 108-inch wheelbase like Sona Camaro, or any wheelbase that's on a Camaro, like a Camaro or Nova, any of that, that's a back half car to be.
Now I want to make sure I ask one other question. The world champion, Lil Mo, are you scared of Lil Mo, yes or no?
I'm not scared of nobody.
You do know that Lil Mo is the world champion.
Yeah, he's the champ. But I don't ever see the champ at the racetrack. I reckon you could be the champ if you stay at the shop all the time. Don't never come to the track to race.
I just want you to know who the champ was. Just in case you didn't know, I want you to know who the champ was. That's all I'm saying. So as long as you know that, I'm going to leave it
alone. Hey, you could be the champ when you ever win a belt and don't never come to the race to defeat it. You can always be the champ.
Okay, well. I'm going to leave that alone.
That's why I bought a new car and never put that miles on. It'll stay new as long as it stays in the garage. If you take it out the garage and put some miles on, it's a used car.
Hey, man, what you say? Get Lil Mo on the phone. Get Lil Mo on the phone.
Y'all ain't put me in there. Y'all ain't put me in that shit, Bill. Lil Mo is a Charles Green. Is a straight up old school back ass car. Why don't you push his ass in the lights?
I'll wait on him.
You'll do that?
Yeah, I'll do it. We'll do it Wednesday night at Dollarton.
Damn, I don't have nothing to do with that. I just want to throw it out there that you would push him in the lights.
Lock it for Wednesday night at Dollarton. I'll try
to watch him
in the trailer.
All I want to say
what the hell you trying to trick me out my money for talking about lock in with him? I'm going to call him more and talk about that shit, though, tomorrow. I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Anybody with a back half car, you tell them to come and see me if they need a race. All these bad guys out there.
I want you to hear this right here.
Uh-huh.
You listen to this. Make sure you hear.
Uh-huh.
Y'all, hold on. I want you to hear this.
Hold on, sir. What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off of you? With your man got dragged, sir, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
Yeah, that man said he was on a damn track. That's the Blue Magic, Big Country, out of Virginia. Hold on, I want you to hear it again. Hold on, I want you to hear it. Listen to it one more time.
Hold on, sir. What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off of you? With your man got dragged, sir, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
I tell you what, Jay, all these cars, these badasses, they don't never get the check, they do this.
Well, listen. Now,
he's mad at home when he leaves home. He just orders a little kid in the kitchen store. He's still on his porch.
Now let me ask you this: I'm gonna dare you to do something. I dare you Bill, listen to me good. I dare you to invite the Blue Magic April 6th at Dalton. I dare you to do that.
Mike Calcron the world's invited to that show, man. I hope we paid fucking $20,000 at that race. I hope there'd be so many cars show up.
Bill, I want you to personally invite the Blue Magic. He said you won't. He said that nobody won't call his name 3 times because they're scared he might show up.
I'll lock your call on, City Boy. We will only be at the race.
That's the Blue Magic, man.
Hey, them bad porch men there. They bad on the porch, but won't come off the porch.
Wild Bill.
Yeah.
That's all I
heard what he said. But now, what else you willing to do for Charles Green other than sit on his back tie? Were you 1-1?
Nah, I can't 1-1. Push him through the lights, Steve. If she's a champ, why would you need somebody to do anything for you?
No,
I
just threw that out there. But now I heard that you said you would take 1-1 from Hitler.
Anytime, any one of them pro mods out there, I take 1-1 for any grudge game.
Including Mighty Joe Young.
I don't know about Mighty Joe Young.
You said any. Now, when you say goddamn any, stand behind any.
Well, give him chance to retract just in case he damn
I don't know about Mighty Joe Young. I don't know about him. I take 1-1 from him.
All right, since you done insulted Tony Wright, what about, I'm going to add somebody else to that shit. What about Sniper? In his personal car.
Yes, sir.
They friends. They ain't going to race because they friends.
He said he's damn doing it.
Jay, they friends.
If you take an ass whooping from Sniper from a friend, that's okay.
Yeah, he did. We be friends when the race and friends after we race.
I'm gonna give you a free big face $100 bill to take your wife out if they lock in.
If they ever do anything. All right, let me add one more person to it. My personal favorite, the man who was accused of only racing at his own show, the OJax.
We got the same driver.
If
he can't do that.
I like to personally thank Hitler for the purchase of the 2 cases of hemorrhoid preparation H, and I like to thank him for that, and I like to give a shout out to Mr. Five Speed for sending out that ass whooping to Hitler. I need Mr. Five Speed.
Hold on, sir. What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off of G? We, your man got dragged, so we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
So
I didn't mean to hit that. I'm trying to get Mr. Five Speed. Lady, hey, you there? Lady, if you got Mr. Five Speed number, anybody that y'all know that got Mr. Five Speed number, I need it. I ain't got but damn 9 minutes to get it.
So Bill.
Yes, sir.
You said any pro mod in the grudge game, right?
Yeah, any one of them.
Okay, you'll take the back tie from.
No, you ain't talking. You said 1-1. We ain't talking about the back turn.
Okay, you'll take 1-1 from Mr. Fosby.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I was just checking.
I asked him down at the track what he did. I was down there. I had my boys down there. We tried to find a race everywhere down there. Couldn't find nobody to do nothing. We was on our game down there. We went down there to race.
Well, how did you enjoy the race, Bill?
I had a good time, man. I really had a good time down there. I mean, the track was good. I mean, it just closed too damn early for me. But I mean, after that, it was all good.
Yeah, it was. I think it was a good race. I just wish
we could move that track closer here. It's a good track.
It is.
I don't know what kind of glue they use down there, but damn, everybody else needs to start using that same glue.
Well, I think it had a lot to do with they got some good glue, they know what they're doing, and the fact that they had Pro Mods in there, that all that builds up, but the track was excellent, the place was, I mean, it was. So we got, the weather was good. Hell, it was a good time.
Yeah, I had a good time, man. Just the track closed too early. That's the only thing I didn't like.
Yeah, they did. They
and ain't no motherfucking body wanting a grudge race down there. I mean, you know, you can't. I don't know. People just ain't got no heart no more. Take a fucking chance. Hell, I took a chance and got my ass whipped.
Yeah. You took a damn nice one. I'd like to personally thank you for that case of Preparation H that you ordered with the extra long tip. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Now, for y'all that don't know, if y'all go on grudgeinc.us in the morning, it'll be about 400 pictures of everybody and everything. Grudgeinc.us and look at the pictures. We got about 400 pictures. We got everybody. We got Bill when he was smiling. We got Bill when he was sad. I mean, we got everything. So make sure you go in there and look at some of the pictures and names and kind of give you the feel of what was going on. Let me see. I got a hand up. I got one of my longtime friends. Hold on one second. He might be asleep now. Larry, if you there, wake up. Larry, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, J-Bond.
How you doing there, Larry?
I'm doing
you are. Yes, sir. We're doing fine. You are speaking to the man who just got the recent back ass whooping, Bill and certified. Any words of wisdom you'd like to say to them? I got to make sure. He's certified in this shit because, you know, certified try to hide. So certified told half of that ass whooping, too. So
who you say got the ass whooping, J-Bond?
Oh, it was a momentous ass whooping. That was the best ass whooping I've seen in the last, I mean, that was, ooh. If you ain't seen an ass whooping in a while, that's one to see. Get one of the videos. Bill, he owned the Beast and the Shadow, you know, did something to it. I mean,
there's nothing to him, huh? Well,
yeah.
The only thing I can do is just tell him to keep it moving and use Trinity Preparation H.
He did. He ordered two cases, but he got them with the extra long tip. So that's really special.
You know, that was the worst ass whipping the kid is a fucking red light. I like for a man to whip me to the other end. Fucking red light. You can't win nothing. No way in the world with a red light.
And let me tell you something else, Larry. There was another man that took a momentous ass whooping this weekend. And his mic been open for a while. He ain't said nothing. But 007, now, if you ever seen somebody take an ass whooping with charm and poise, he did. 007, tell him about the ass whooping you took. he a little bashful right now. They said the nurse is damn looking down through his throat, looking at his ass.
So you saying he got his asshole blown out, Jay?
Yeah. She couldn't go to the back. She had to come through the damn top side. She had to look through his throat to look at his ass. And,
I know. I know another car got their asshole blown out, but you ain't say nothing.
Hold on. I thought I went through my list of ass whooping here. Hold on. Let me go back down my list here.
Hold on, Jay. You might have did, but I went over to the other line and I was hollering at my old man. And did you mention Lil Romeo got his asshole blow completely out?
Yeah. That was sad. Tell me who blowed his ass out. I mean, I seen it. I don't know
who owned the companies, but I know Eric that drive the black and green station wagon.
He's the
pilot of that cockpit over there.
Well, I seen it.
Hey,
it was Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Huh?
It's
yeah.
on. Hey,
yes,
this is Older Mike. Hey, Older
Mike.
You remember used to come on the shows a long time ago, and everybody called him crazy and never raised, called a Griffin boy.
Did he get out the same
That's the one that colors.
Hey, Dolomite.
That's part owner that colors.
That, don't tell me, man. They finally let that man out of the same asylum.
Yep. That's him.
Hey, what's going on, brother? Had a good time with you this weekend. I just want to, Jay started screaming, Mr. Five Speed. See, if he would have introduced him right, I would have got him on, but, you know, he ain't do right.
Hold on, I got 4 minutes. Let me tell everybody, Mr. Five Speed is not only the only pro mod that done brought in 5 wins this year. Mr. Five Speed have traveled the country. Mr. Five Speed have kicked ass, called surgery, made the stock of not only did he send up the stock of Preparation H, but also Dunlap Tires. That damn Mr. Five Speed is. He ain't the present holder of the world champion, but when it comes to the Grudge Pro Mart Racer of the Year, I'm nominated. Mr. Five Speed! Mr. Five Speed, he said, fuck all that match racing. He going to the mad, and he been doing it. So, you know, I want to make sure we getting the proper props, you know. But the 5 feet is something, you know.
Tracy is out there, too. He holding on, the Tommy Dog.
He holding on to what?
No, he's trying to get in. That's all.
Oh, show
the master one, but.
No, the show
yeah,
pool.
Yeah, he
no, the show
oh,
pool.
He's trying to. This ain't
Willie Dog Show and damn this show is full. This is not the Willie Dog Show and this is not the damn Pro Stock Joe Show. If you didn't call
hey,
in Jay Bonds. Yes,
quit talking about my Uncle Willie Dog now.
I didn't talk about him, I was talking about his show.
Yeah, quit talking about his show. You know he take his show real personal.
Hey, come on, man. Come on, man.
And you know he listening.
Guess what? With my mic being open, if I didn't say that, my damn phone will be ringing early in the morning telling me, "Tight, you supposed to be straightening that shit. You the lawyer." So, hey, I done what I was supposed to be doing. So, guess what? I'll be sleeping a little later in the morning.
I'm going to leave it alone. I got 2 mics. Which one of you texts? I got 217 and 512. Which one of you texts?
512. I was just going to call him. 512.
Atomic Dog.
I've been sitting here listening. Dolomite, I was texting you about the video, Dolomite. I've been sitting here listening.
Atomic Dog.
What's happening? What's up,
Jay? We got you on the phone. You don't want none of that trouble from the beast, do you?
I don't want none of that what from the beast?
That trouble from the beast.
Oh, man.
Hey,
Jay.
Uh-oh.
I
wouldn't
the beast. Don't get me wrong.
On your damn show. You don't hear him. Everybody be quiet. Listen.
What's that, Ty?
No, you got somebody throwing on your show.
Come on,
that's Trigger Man. Hey, Jay. You asked me a question, but I answered that question. I would run that beat.
Oh, shit.
But then y'all going to come up with something else. I'm just saying something else going to come up. But what I'm telling you, you asked that question, and I'm just telling you, yeah, I would.
You do want to let go. Okay. I'm glad, Atomic Dog, that you stepped up to the plate. I'm tired of damn Bill pushing everybody around. But Bill, all of a sudden, damn Bill Mike went quiet. Let me open up Bill Mike. Bill, you on here? Certified. Why certified it?
I don't have a backhand, Jay.
No, you said you don't mind.
You
got a backhand.
You got a top sportsman, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're right.
And you don't mind kicking the ass of a backhand, do you?
I ain't got no problem with it.
Okay, well, Bill,
Let me match his damn button. Something wrong with Bill's damn phone. I mean, he can't talk now.
Well, Jay, we talking about a bank half court. We ain't talking about a fucking top sportsman. Hey, who wants to give it up?
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure Bill ain't hung up. That's all I'll say.
Hey, see, you know what a man always told me? You got to get in where you fit in. And I ain't fitting in there.
Bill.